From the Annals of Medicine and the Taunton Deane Borough Council in Somerset, England, comes a breakthrough, golf therapy. People who are deemed unfit and in need of exercise by a GP may be prescribed a regimen of golf at subsidized rates. Jefferson Horsley is leader of the Borough Council, and he joins us from Taunton. Mr. Horsley, what's the idea? How might a resident of Taunton be prescribed golf?
Well, it depends on his condition, but we're delighted to offer this leisure facility on top of all the others, which will assist patients with their exercise. So why not bring them back to health and something that they can enjoy?
So if I visited my doctor and he said, you really need to get some, you've got to walk a bit here, how about golf? How would that be any different from my simply going and paying to play golf at the local municipal golf course?
Well, assuming this is the right therapy for the individual,
right,
he would have to pay about 50% of the cost of you and I as able-bodied people going and paying for our round of golf.
Well, you know, a 50% discount could turn into an incentive for people to start turning up at the local National Health Service GP and saying, you know, I'm feeling unfit.
That we have to wait and see. It's obviously an addition to all the other services we have, aerobics, swimming, but it's just one extra string to our bow.
You mean many local councils offer various recreation programs, but it's golf that's new here.
Yeah, golf is definitely new. I mean, as everybody knows, golf is a good walk spoilt. And here is an example of actually using it in under medical surroundings, which adds to the benefit of all.
Are you and your fellow councillors golfers?
I am personally. I've got a handicap of 17, love the game.
Well, what recreational activity is next on the list that if you succeed with golf, what else might join aerobics and swimming and other activities that doctors should be able to prescribe people to do and get some assist from the local council?
Well, we're working on that. One step at a time is our motto, and that is how we'll go about it. But I'm very pleased with this.
Snooker is not high on the list right now.
Snooker is too sedentary.
Well, Mr. Horsley, thank you very much for talking with us about this today.
I've enjoyed it immensely. Thank you very much.
Jefferson Horsley, who is the leader of the Borough Council of Deane Staunton in Somerset, England, where, in addition to other recreational activities that GPs may prescribe their unfit patients, the council has now added golf.